Let's talk groceries, specifically your groceries, with Instacart. You want your groceries just the way you like them, right? Well, the Instacart app lets you do just that. They have a new preference picker that lets you pick how ripe or unripe you want your bananas. Shoppers can see your preferences up front, helping guide their choices. Instacart. Get groceries just how you like.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Money Watch Show. It is Sunday, June 7th, and we are here answering your financial questions. Now, if you didn't listen to yesterday's episode, gang, you have to listen to that first because we had this lengthy conversation with a listener from California. He was having a 3/8 life crisis, not a midlife because he's young. And we had to kind of cover a lot of ground with him. So we cut it up into two different episodes. We don't usually do that, but this was a much longer conversation. So go listen to yesterday first and then listen to this one. And if you have a question about your financial life, just go to jillonmoney.com, click the contact us button, write us a note, let us know if you would be willing to come on the air by checking the box. While you're on the website, don't forget to subscribe to the free weekly newsletter, which comes out on Fridays, and also check out all of the content that lives there. Okay, so here we go. This is the second part of our conversation with Eric from Southern California. How much you guys spend, do you think?
Probably $12,000 to $15,000 a month.
Jeez, that's a healthy amount on your income. How's your cash flow right now?
I'd like it to be better.
All right, hold on a second. Where is this money going? I'm confused. So if you're – okay, let's talk about your house. Is it because you have – are you house poor because you live in Southern California and your house is, you know, gobbling up stuff or
what? There's more to talk about, but yes, the rent's $4,500 a month on the house.
Okay, $4,500 a month. So you're a renter.
I'm a renter.
Okay. But is there other, so what else is going on? What other assets are out there?
I have a small inherited IRA from when my aunt passed away that has about 50,000 in it. And I have about 7 years left to get that out of that account.
Mm-hmm.
I have an HSA of 20,000 and the new health insurance is not HSA eligible.
Okay.
We have a 529 plan for our daughter that has 59,000 in it. And then we have two rental properties.
Two?
Two.
Okay. So rental one, what's it worth?
About 1.1 million.
What's going on here? This is crazy. Okay. Wait a second. Wait, 1.1 million. What a weird story. I love it. Okay. And what's the outstanding mortgage amount?
454,000.
What's the interest rate?
5.875.
Hmm. Where did this house come from? Did you own it and then you moved to this rental? Like what happened?
This developed out of COVID. We were living in a very small house by the beach, mm-hmm. and we sold that house and decided to move to Orange County, and we were going to rent for a year. And I'm quoting that in the air. We were going to rent for a year, and that's when the market decided to go haywire and rates went from 3% to 6%, what felt like overnight. And we put an application on a rental house and there was 125 rental applications on that same rental property.
Oh my gosh. Holy smokes.
So we immediately moved, we found a place and it just felt like the world changed around us in the snap of your finger.
Mm.
And so we kind of hunkered down and decided to rent and mm-hmm. then we'd always traveled to this rental is in Hawaii and we've always gone to Hawaii and I I found this deal. It came across my desk because I was always looking, and it looked too good to be true. And I asked two or three other people about it, and I asked two realtors about it. And so it wasn't too good to be true. And I pulled the trigger on it. We renovated it, and that's how we have it.
Okay. So this is $1.1 million. You got a chunk of equity in it. Yes. Do you use it at all?
We use it probably two or three times a year. Yeah.
Okay.
But it is a full-time rental.
And how is the rent that you're receiving?
Quite good.
Yeah. Your costs?
It probably spits out $4,000 a month in positive cash flow.
What?
Yes.
Holy smokes. Now I know why you can spend 12 to 15 grand a month. Okay. So $4,000 a month in cash flow. Have you thought about selling it and then using that to buy something in Orange County, or are you not there?
I don't think we're there. I think we don't know if we want to be here for the next 10 years or 5 to 10 years. So we're not.
Okay. All right. Then good. Then don't. Okay. So just so we got this back. So we got that your rental. And by the way, I don't think your rent is so high relative to where you live, because I know that it's very expensive there. Did you say a second rental?
I did.
Tell me, where's the second rental? Also in Hawaii?
Yes.
What's that one worth?
About 800.
Outstanding mortgage?
513.
Interest rate?
Higher, 7.785.
Wow. This one was this is obviously just within the last couple of years. I can just tell from the interest rate.
Correct.
How's this one doing cash flow wise?
It probably produces $1,500 a month in positive cash flow.
Even with that high interest rate?
Correct.
Just imagine when they're able to refinance.
I know. So you got $5,500 a month in addition to your $150 plus your $100,000 target bonus and your wife's $100 to $120,000. You have $5,500 a month coming in from your rentals, right?
Yes. And I was doing the big no-no, and I was actively paying down one of those mortgage balances. The first rental property, the mortgage balance was originally was $540,000. So we've chipped away, $90,000, close to
$90,000. Don't be paying down the 5.875 when you got the 7.875.
Yes. We're in a 1-year lockout where we can't do any early or extra principal payment. Yeah, for 1 year.
Huh. You want to keep these two rentals? Is that what you're telling me?
I'd like to. I think that's in our long-term plan for cash flow and retirement, and also lifestyle and retirement.
How are you feeling about this, Mark? How do you like this balance sheet?
I mean, the fact that they're both cash flowing. I mean, the one is really cash flowing. The other one, even with the high interest rate, is cash flowing positive. And I would imagine at some point in the future, they're going to refinance and the cash flow is going to improve even more. So yeah, I think I'm liking it.
Yeah, because you will hopefully be able to refi at some point. So now it seems like our question about the retirement expense reimbursement, I'm less concerned about all of this, actually. So you don't have a brokerage account right now, right?
It's a very small brokerage account. It only has quite literally $1,500 in it, because I used most of that last year to buy a second rental property. Just Robinhood.
Got things all over the place, don't you?
I do, unfortunately.
I do think having a little consolidation would make sense here. You sound like a very good passive investor. It sounds like you are just saying, I'm going to throw this money in the S&P 500. So, that's that, leave it alone. You don't mess around with it is what I'm saying, right?
No, I do not. I don't do anything.
And you don't really care to. It's not like your thing.
Well, I guess I would ask you, do you think if I'm solely invested in the S&P, is it too much? Is it too heavy?
Well, I would say that inside of your retirement account at the principal, if we're going to stay there, I would like to find maybe an international fund, an index. I have to see what the menu of index funds would be, but I would be very interested in trying to get some money, some of the stock money going into like maybe even 10% international. I might be interested in putting maybe 10% in a bond fund, but I really would have to see what the options are within that plan where you have as cheap as possible index options. So if you want to send us a screenshot of that, we can look at it. But yeah, I mean, it's 600 grand. So yeah, I would probably do more than just the S&P 500. I think that would make sense. But it only makes sense if we have a way to invest in a very methodical and cheap way. So that's what I would probably do. Then we have the idea of your wife's SEP IRA at LPL, which, again, it's not the worst thing in her world. It's just a brokerage account. But I think that if you have a brokerage account at Robinhood, you have your wife's SEP at LPL. Now you have yours old retirement at Principal. It's just like hard to manage it all in a easy way. So I would probably choose to move the SEP IRA and the Robinhood account. I mean, if you love Robinhood, you probably can open up a Robinhood SEP account, but I would probably move both of those accounts to either a Fidelity, a Schwab, a Vanguard, a T. Rowe Price. That would be my inclination. Put them all in one place. Eventually, probably we'll see how I think that these are also places where you can open up a traditional IRA in your name, as well as a Roth in your name. You can do you would dump your $7,500 from your cash, from your 75 grand in cash. I would do 7,500 right now. Get this deal done with your new employer. Say, you know, I'm putting 7,500 in. Here's the receipts. Here's the account, blah, blah, blah. Get the reimbursement, you know, and so get that money. But when you get that money, it's going to come to you as just a check, right?
Correct.
Well, so with that check, you could add it to your brokerage account. You could add it to the 529 account.
Carter's has your family covered for every summer first. First steps, first swim lesson, or first sleepover. Our clothes help kids and parents have their best summer ever, thanks to comfy design and easy dressing details. Generations of families have trusted our must-haves for babies, toddlers, and kids, designed to shine season after season. Visit Carter's.com to shop the latest styles or find a Carter's store near you.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Can we do the 529 analysis now? Yep. Are you going to have another kid or is this it?
No, this is it.
Okay. Mark, is college going to be there for our 10-year-old scholar in 8 years or not?
Well, my kid is seven and I continue to fund the 529 plan every year. So I would say, yeah, college is going to be there.
Do you want to hedge the bet of the 529? Because if she goes to a California system school, it's still pretty expensive there, right? In-state?
Yeah, I think they say, I mean, ideally it would be great if you could do 2 years of junior college and then transfer in. But, you know, as parents, we can only wish for stuff like that.
We can only hope.
Mm-hmm. But I would imagine it'll be 50 to 70 grand a year in the future.
Yeah. Okay. So, Mark, what do you think about taking the money that comes back from the company, the 50% up to 5%, right? If they get $37.50 a year is coming in cash. What do you think about taking that money and putting it into the 529?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if we're thinking college is going to be, you know, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 down the line, what are you putting in right now to the 529 plan? You guys actively contributing?
$500 a month.
Yeah, that's got to at least be doubled. You got to go to at least 1,000, you know, maybe 1,500 a month, I would say.
Yeah. I was going to say more. I think you're probably going to need like $2,000 a month in there, but we can use the money that's coming from the company to do that easily. Okay. So what's happening with all the money that's coming in, that $65,000, $66,000 bucks that comes in from the rentals? Where is that being deployed? Are you spending it? Do you feel like you're kind of carving that up and doing different things? You don't have any other debt besides these notes, right?
Correct.
So where do you think it's going?
We've done a lot of travel in the last, 4 years coming out of COVID. We spent quite a bit on travel. But that money is mostly going into principal reduction and, it's tough to say.
It's not the worst. You make like $400,000 a year all in, right? Between salaries and rental property. I don't know about paying down that mortgage at this point. I kind of feel like it would be nice for you guys to build up your liquidity. And so I would say that I'd go a little bit easy on the pay down and just kind of let's see how things go. It just doesn't sound like you're going to things are going to change is what it sounds like. Do you think you could ever move to one of these houses in Hawaii?
Probably not. But I guess I don't want to say no.
Yeah. Interesting.
I would think that would be 20 years down the road.
Okay. Got you. So in the 3/8 life crisis, get the 529 going, get this thing going with the new employer. And then also, you know, maybe another idea, Eric, is that, you know, you're sort of nudging into the 32% tax bracket, and you live in a high tax state. I get it. But maybe you start to be a little bit more mindful about that inherited IRA. You taking it out, like, are you portioning out a certain amount every year, or are you waiting for something to happen and you've got 7 years to get that out, that 50 grand in the inherited?
Nothing. I haven't done really much with it. So I don't really have a plan for it at the moment.
Do you think your income, is it going to be a little bit lower this year? Because did you take time off from the old before you started the new job?
I took no time off.
What?
Friday, Monday.
Dude, rookie mistake. Crazy. If your wife has a year where she's making more, like if there's a year within the next 7 years where things look like there's a little break, or they, you know, the rental is not a full year, you're not going to make quite as much, I'd get that inherited money out, because it seems to me like you're going to keep making more and more money. So if we have 7 years to get it out, maybe we should start taking some of the money out, even if it's just like 10 or 15 grand a year.
Okay. Okay.
Right? Because if you keep making more money, if all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, Jill, it's 5 years from now, I haven't touched that inherited IRA, it's growing. Oh, and by the way, I'm not making 250 anymore. I'm making 350 and my wife's making 150. And like all of a sudden you're like making more money, you're getting taxed at a higher rate. So if you think your rate is going, if you think your income is going to rise over the next 7 years, then that argues for getting some of that money out sooner rather than later.
And that definitely could happen. I think that my wife's businesses should have a better year this year than last year.
Okay. So in the year where she doesn't have a good year.
Yeah, fair.
Or just a little bit of money out. But I mean, you're doing great. The rental thing, I mean, Mark, once they're able to pay down the second note, the nearly 8% note, is there any argument for paying that down, or do we just wait for the chance to refi?
I think I would wait. Since it's cash flowing positively, I think I would wait.
And Eric, are you all over the mortgage market right now?
Because these are second home investments, they're not, you know, your access to these lower rates is not really there. So I don't know. I mean, at nearly 8%, I was wondering about that, and if you guys thought that would be okay to start paying down that early. It is high. It does.
The only reason
high.
I would wait would just be to make sure you like your cash flow is good. If all of a sudden your $100,000 target doesn't come to fruition, you may want to like beef up your cash a little bit. I just want to make, just because it's a new job.
I mean, for me, since it's kind of, you know, it's basically paying for itself and then some, I would leave it be. You know, I would get cranking on the college fund, get through college, see where things stand. And, you know, you can always pay this thing off later on down the road. Or, you, like I said earlier, you'll have a chance to refinance.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay.
Right? And even if later on is like, let's make sure this job is good and you like it, right? I mean,
that's fair.
It's sort of like dating. Things are great. Then we move in. Oops, now we're broken up. Not for you. Okay. I'm just saying in general. Eric, you know that I'm going to ask you about your estate documents. So you're going to tell me what's happening.
I do have a will and a living trust.
Oh, great. And how about life insurance for you guys? What do you got?
I have a term life insurance policy on myself, mm-hmm. and unfortunately nothing on my wife. And so we should change that.
Mm. She has any trade association maybe where you could get it? Or can you, in your new job, since they have pretty much zero benefits, I presume there's no life insurance, right?
No life insurance.
Mark, 41-year-old woman, good health. How much term should we get for her? Kids 10.
Yeah, I would say 20-year policy. Given the age, healthy, shouldn't it be too expensive on a monthly basis?
$500,000 or $1 million for her?
No, I would look at $1 million. It's not going to be too expensive.
Let's look at $1 million for her. Look at us spending all your money, Eric. That cash flow is just dwindling.
Should I increase my life insurance? It's only $1 million. Should I get additional, a new policy or an additional policy?
I would look
policy?
To see.
I would keep the policy that you have, but check out and see what an additional $500,000 in coverage will cost. Again, just like your wife, it's probably not going to be too expensive.
Yeah, see what another $500,000 costs. Go online, price that out. I think you'll be happy to have that. If it's not too prohibitively expensive, if you're in decent health, it shouldn't be.
Okay.
It's like when you turn 50 is the rates really start to change. So you're still young.
Okay.
Should we review? You feel okay, Eric?
Yeah, I feel okay. I think my gut was telling me to be more liquid and to boost more cash.
Yep.
Than pay. I mean, yeah, I like the idea. I really do like the idea of these mortgages being, you know, paid off at some point in the next 15 to 20 years. And so I had basically planned for that first rental. You know, I had paid down on the amortization schedule, so at 59 years old, it would basically be paid off. Mm. And I'd in theory like to do the same with rental number two. Mm. So just forecasting myself.
But you know what? Like, you are just sort of saying, like, you're now we're just playing slight games with ourselves, right?
Okay.
Right? Because what we are saying, it's all the same money, right? We're just saying having access to that money for this interesting transitional period where mm-hmm. you got the new job. That's where we're just saying to, like, take a breath on that. Might come back and give you different advice a year from now. You might be have the ability to take, you know, some money. Maybe every year you take, maybe you take 20 grand, maybe take half of the money out of the inherited IRA next year, or maybe you take it all out and you say, I'm going to pay that mortgage down. I'm going to pay that 7 and change mortgage down right there.
Okay.
Or maybe you'll say, I really don't need the liquidity. I'm happy to do that. Or maybe you're like, oh, no, I really want the liquidity. Like, work's not what I hoped it would be. So I think there's going to be some more clarity within the next 12 or 18 months. Woo, that took two whole episodes. My goodness. Well, listen, gang, we are always here for you. But Mark, you know, sometimes these situations are kind of nuanced. This was an interesting one. We had a lot of assets and things spread out and strange retirement plans. Kind of incredible, actually. He's in very good shape. I feel good about him. Don't you?
15 years doing this. I think that's the first time we've come across a retirement plan like that.
Yeah, like it's not a retirement plan, no. Basically. It's a non-retirement plan.
Do what you want with the money and we'll reimburse you.
But it's also a little bit, I think it has a lot to do with the international company and maybe they don't want to set up a big thing. But anyway, if you got some weirdo retirement plan or you're just switching jobs and you just need some help, get in touch with us. Go to jillonmoney.com, click the contact us button, write us a note. And if you'd like to join us on the air, just check the box. Mark will do everything else. Now, as we said yesterday, this is remaining the Money Watch show until further notice. And we really want to thank everybody, all the overlords, for being so there for us. We really do appreciate it. We are excited to start the new show, Money Moves. We'll give you more information as we get it. But for now, Saturdays and Sundays, we'll be spending with you here at the Money Watch channel. Just subscribe to us so you are always up to date on what's going on. Okay. Of course, please lift someone up. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next weekend.